So the Simon Reish Mem Aleph are the dinim of Hakoah and Klala la'aviv v'imay, hitting and cursing a mother and father. So lemaisa it's like this: Simon Reish Mem are dinim hamiyuchadim la'aviv v'imay, the din of kibud of yire. So we saw at the end of last week other kraven, perhaps grandparents, in-laws, dinim derabanan, achiv hagadol. It's a din miyuchad by the mother and the father. But these lavin, the lav, not to be make and not to be makalol, are lavin that lav dafka apply only to a mother and father. Elo, to call echad misrael, there's an iser to be make and makalol. It's a lav daraisa. The reason why simin reish mem aleph was given its own makom here is dafka for the dinim hakan klav of the imay. It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains already in the first Taka and the Psukim in the Torah that some of the Pratim are slightly different and Beikar, the Einish, is different for a mother and father. So it's like this. And the Gemara points out, the Rishonim, the Mefarshim here point out that Be'etzem, the Azhara, that where the Torah says don't be Maka, don't be Okala, doesn't say anywhere in the first Dafka for a mother and father. It's only said Bekali is for all Klal Yisrael by for Klala. So there's a pasuk in Mishpatim, Elokim loisakalo, v'nasi ba'amcha loisa'or, and pasuk in Kedoshim, loisakalo chirish. So from there we learn not to be makalo say chashuv of people, say loisakalo chirish, more than regular people. So that's the Azhara. So lamaisa for Gans Klal Yisrael, it's a regular lav. So the Pesukim, but the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Shvatim tell us that by Aviv Imay is a different Einish. In the Pesukim in Parshas Kedoshim, ki ish ish asher kalal es Aviv es Imay, mois yumas Aviv Imay kilal damay bay. And in Parshas Shvatim state, umakalal Aviv Imay mois yumas. So really what's nishtad is that the Einish, but whereas for Gans Klal Yisrael it's just a regular lav, for Aviv Imay it's a chiv misan, the Gemara Darshins in Sanhedrin, that's actually a chi of skila. So that's one of the isurim discussed here in Reish Mem Aleph. The other isur is the isur of haka, which also the azhara is azhara. It's a lav, regular lav for Gantz to hit anyone. That's learned from the pasuk in Kiseitze. Arbaim yakenu lo yosef by shlich beisim is giving malchus. So the Torah says not to be yosef, and from the Gemara Darshan is that hitting anyone is a lav. Pen yosef lahakoyse, the pasuk is mamshach. Pen yosef lahakoyse ila makarabba. And Nishnar hitting, but MS the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chesem Abayis Darshan from the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mitzri, a Yomir LaRosha Loma Sakere Echo. So the Gemara already says, Kol HaMakbiya Yodol HaChavir LaKoyser Nikra Rashi, not over on a lav, it's already Nikra Rasha. But to hit someone is already a lav. Aber Lagabe of the Imoy, so again, the Pasuk in Mishpatim tells us, Perchavav, Pasuk Tesvav, Umake of the Imoy Mois Yuma. So here it's not Skilo, here it's Taka Chenek. But Lamais is a chiv misa. And the third Indian really discussed here is in Sif Vav, call him a vaze of a v'imoy. And that's Indian of being mevaze of a v'imoy, of disgracing them. And that's the Mechaber Redi Paskins, a few a bit varam, a few a bit remiso, even in an offhanded manner, in a backhanded manner. Lamaisa, so this is already nichal in the Arur, in the Klolos of Parshas Kisavai. Arur makla of v'imoy, vamar kol ha'am amen. So here it's not clear, Zichron Nichlon and Arur seems to not be a lav. So here it's not clear if by doing this you'll also be over a lav. Which lav? So the Bach already gets involved over here in Sifkat and Vav, that the Bach is clear that you should be over on the lav of Einas Dvarim. As Israel of Einas Dvarim, to verbally assault someone, to hurt someone verbally, so it's over on a lav. So the Bach Lamaisa is Mechadesh. That over here, this Indian of Bizayun is taka not Einas Dvarim. It's not clear to me why he's being Mechalik Ayin Sham. It seems to have something to do with the fact that Einas Dvarim is a more damaging thing. Mashenkin Bizayun is just the Etzem disgrace. Maiso, it's not, I don't think the Bach is a Dvar Muskum. In the Chavetz Chaim, in the Psych already, it's Mashma over there that Emes Einas Dvarim could be over even taka with Remiza, even a Bizayun Ba'alma. The Sefer Yireim in Tzemek Kofpei already says that. That even ba'ayin ra shemarin loy ponim ra'ois is already over in the lav of Einas Dvarim, so it's ma'id yutachin that lemaisa we're talking about a third lav over here by the bizayin, that it's emes in the lav of Einas Dvarim. Okay, so So those are the three sugyas over here. Klala, Hakah, and Bizayin. So Lamaisa, Sif Aleph discusses the first two, Klala and Hakah. So again, Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, we already see that we pass in that what? That that Afilu La'achar Misa, that's also a reboy from the Gemara. The Gemara Darshan from the Kefal in the Pasuk says, Avivi Imai Kilo, the Pasuk repeats itself, the Gemara Darshan is even La'achar Misa. And Lamaisa, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, but it's clear here in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in that Aviv Oy Imai, even if you don't curse both of them, either one of them is already over on the Isser, and Chayv Skila. And Lamaisa, the one miyuchadik thing, in order to be over for klala, to be chayv skila for klala of a parent, so Lamaisa, that's what Machaber brings here, and that's in the Gemara also, the Gemara Darshins, and it has to be, shekilulam b'shem mehashemos hamiyuchadim, avakilulam b'kinoi, eno chayv elo belav. It has to be with one of the shemos b'shem samfarashim. So Lamaisa, this is taka not clear. What is the chavana of Shemus Mishem Sam Frashim? Lamaisa, like this, the Radvaz in his parish in the Rambam in Mamre Perake. So he learns in the Rambam there's any of the Zion Shemus Sheinim Nimchakim, any of the seven names which is an Isser to erase, which are the Shem Havaya, the Shem Adonus, Kael, Eloika, Eloikim, Shaka, and Svakois. So the Radvaz learns in the Rambam is any of those. So it's interesting, the Shach here, Taka starts giving examples of Kinuyim, and he includes in the Kinuyim Shaka and Tzvakos, which are two of the Shiva Shemas She'enim and Mchakim, which is not like the Rambam and not like the Radvaz Havan of the Rambam. Lamaisa, it would l'choy reshtim, the Shach's Mahalach would reshtim with what Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Vav. Rashi says only the Shemas HaGimurin, which the Aruch HaNer learns over there, refers only to the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adonus. Lamaisa, there's Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin learns it's only the Shem Havaya, but that's Klarnisht in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch states Shem Mishemus HaMiyuchadim, so it's not only the Shem Havaya. So Lamaisa, what the Shach is saying, could stim with Rashi. Rav Osner and Shevet Alevi in his Chuvas has a Chuva in Chelik Beis, Simon Kofi Beis. So over there in Ois Beis, he talk about Leib Shur on the Shach that Vasepis, he's being Noiket Dafka like Rashi, but Makom that the Rambam Lachar is more Machar. Okay, so Lamaisa, this is also Lamaisa to be Makala with the Shem HaMafayrish, that's only to be Mechayev the Mechayev Alav, to be Mechayev Skila. But Lamaisa, even without the Skila, even without a Shem HaMafayrish, with a Kino, you say over the Lav, as it would be the Lav of being Makala any Yid, like Makal Chayrish, of any Yid be Yisrael. So for that, you don't need Shem HaMafayrish, some Farashim, even with a Kino, you'd be over on the Lav. And with any from a kal without the shame bachlal, so then it's not even a lav. But the bach, there's a bach in Chosheh Mishpat Siman Chav Zayin. So there he says it's chachin iser dereisa, even if it's not a lav. So it's interesting. Lamaisa, the tenai of being chayiv for skila is shame shame sam frashim. That's born on the mechaber. And Lamaisa, the mechaber points out here the whole issue of skila. Right? Afilach Sosan the mechaber says lahed yachayiv skila. So Lamaisa, the Shulchan Gavai over here points out that chayiv shtekot zarechin. It's not the derech of mechaber to speak about the oinshim that are in agib is manazeh. In agam, the Gemara says, and if you place in ksuvus another place, the Gemara says that even though arba misa is based in batlu, we don't have based in, it's not manish Lamaisa, but the din arba misa is loy batlu. Lamaisa Kodesh Baruch Hu carries out the oinshim in different ways, but Lamaisa not the derech of mechaber to bring it. So he takatayin is that it's zarechin. Why the mechaber here is bringing the. Why the mechaber is bringing the oynish? Lamaisa l'chayra l'archa pshat is that lamaisa these isurim of hakah and klala the etzem are isurim for gans Yisrael, for gans klal Yisrael. The etzem zach, the ikar zach that makes these isurim yuchadim l'gabi av v'imay is l'gabi the oynish. So mela the mechaber mentions them over here. Okay, so this is these are the dinim of klala, and Lamaisa, that's all the mechaber has to say here in Sif Aleph. The Rama adds in v'chein hamake aviv oy imay. Again, it's the same machloek. It's aviv imay oy imay. We pass in one or the other. So Lamaisa Shulchan Gavai makes it hard also that chayr it's very big tarachim. Why the mechaber left out the din of hakah? So he taka says maybe it's a tov sefer. Not clear. Alkapanim. The Rama adds in here the din of hakah, which again is a lav l'kol Yisrael, but for a parent it's a chiyuv misa. L'maisa chiyuv chenek. L'maisa the Meiri already discusses in Sanhedrin why taka klala of a parent gets a bigger einish than haka of a parent, right? Skila is more chamer deka einish than chenek. So the Meiri in Sanhedrin daf pei dalet says, I'm sorry, it's not the Meiri. That's a different nekuda. That's a different nekuda. The Meiri in Sanhedrin daf pei dalet is being mechalik why the din of klal applies la acher misa, but haka maka you can maka avima after misa doesn't is not chayv misa. So there the Meiri just points out that because the haka la acher misa is nishkan haka, doesn't two of the haka because they're dead. But legabi the oynish, so it's a Rashi nitz and hedron daf nun gimel different maschal v'hamakalo. So he points out that klal is worse than haka, and he gives a reason why, because klalas is beitarti zokdashi, because you're being mizat mvaza of vayimai, and you're being mitzi shem shemaim lefadala. As the ma'aseh it involves being makal b'shem. But al kolponim haka is onish chenek. But so it's like this: the lav ba'alma for hitting anyone. So of lo yosef, that's a lav ba'alma nachay misa. That's just stam for hitting even without a chabura. But the gemara in Sanhedrin daf bei says to be chayiv Misa of Misa's chenek for being maka apparent, that's only if it with a chabura to be mitzidam, as he's the chinuch and mitzvah memches. And the mice, it's not so clear what exactly the gather of hoytzas dam. Memchasit ches the tshuva and chelak alaf simin sadik. Where is it? Chav zayin. Alaf chav zayin. So he tied in there that even a bruise that doesn't take blood out of the body, but a bruise where the blood collects within the body, but the blood vessels were broken inside. So that's also. He's knighted to say that that's also nichla in the chi of chenek of a chi of chenek for avime. Okay. So that's if aleph. That's the ikur yisaidus of klala and haka. We hope it shouldn't be tula maisa. Most people are not cursing and hitting their parents so much. The Dagi Moshe Taka points out that a child who bekatinusai was over on these things, so taka there's no einish misa, which is a katan, but it's kedaita to mkala something for a kapara bekatinusai. But where is the din of haka taka negeya? So that's really sif gimel, and that's the gemara in Sanhedrin on daf pei dalet amud beis. The gemara over there declares, then mahu shiak is dom la'aviv, could a son bloodlet for his father? But if that you're going to make a chabura, you're going to be maka, you're going to be moti dam, but it's for refuah. So the Maisa Azoi, so the Gemara says, brings Rav Masna and Rav Dimi, that they both say, Beseder Gam, Zokt Rav Masna, Vahavtla Yecha Kameicha, Vahada, your father wants, it's a chesed. Zokt Rav Dimi, it's staying in Pasuk, Mak Aviv, Mak Adam, Maka Behema, Azoi be Maka Behema, it's Avada Mutter to take Adam for a fool who had in for an Adam. So the Chorot should be Mutter. But then the Hemshach Gemara brings a member from Rav and from Mar Brei Ravina, from the Amoraim and the Basaroi, that state that Rav loy shavik lebrei, he didn't allow his son to take a thorn out, and my brother Ravina loy shavik lebrei lemefchas kivyasa, he didn't let him pop a blister. So it's not clear what's going on here. Is this machlokes? Are there chilukim over here? So it's a big machlokes yishenim. So it's like this: the Rif and the Rosh taka paskin that it's machlokes. We paskin like the Basrayin. It's iser gomer, and that seems to be how the mechaber is paskining over here. Sif Gimel, Hayakoitz Tachav La Aviv, La Yotienu, Shema Yavoy La Asus Bei Chabura. It's also to take out a thorn, a splinter. Hachinim Hayamek is Dam, a Raife, La Yak is Dam La Aviv, La Yak Chle Aver, Afa Pish, Machabin La Rafua. And the Machaber basically doesn't leave any exceptions or leniency. So the Pashta says the Remachaber is passing like the Rif and the Rosh, even though in the Beisayis of Shtikl Mash Manishna Zoy Ain Shom. But the Maisa, that's the Pashtas here. In which case, there would be no heter for a son who's a doctor or a stama son to help his father in a way that is a chash to be mighty dam. The Ramah clearly paskins the Rambam, that the Rambam learns in the Gemara there's no machlekes. Be'etzem kuli alma ma'ede t'motar gamar. That which Rav and Reda Ravina were not allowing their children, you say it is that b'makom that there's an acher to do it, then the children shouldn't do it. But b'makom that the EF should b'makom that there's no one else around, so then there's a heter for the children. That's the Rambam Sheet, and that's what the Machaber here, that's what the Ramah here is Meisav. Medvar Memurim b'yesham acher lasos. Avam ein sham acher lasos. V'hu mitztayer harehu mekizoy v'chaytach loikvima shirsheyu lasos. So that's the Ramah. Nizemah says there's a third sheet in the Rishonim that the Machaber that also learns that the Piskei Riyos and the Ramban brings it. Such a sheet that the chilak is that that for an etzem refuah to when taking out the blood is the refuah like hakosas adam that's mutter. Rav and Rabbi Ravina, it wasn't be etzem oisik and refuah. It was just taking out something that was bothering them or releasing something. So that's another shita. Which the MS is in the Ramah here from the lashon of the Ramah, it's not so clear. The things the Ramah is talking about are taka things that are be'etzem refuah. So some of the chayim want to be mefakfek that maybe the Ramah is taka this third shita that has to be be'etzem refuah, but not to take out a thorn. But lemaisa, the chayim is that the Ramah is taka paskining like the Rambam, and that's what they bring in the Sefer Kibud Hayrim and Perek Yud Gimel Harachas from Rabbi Yashiv that he's mechir like that. That the Ramah is being Mekom Gansin. Being Mekom Gansin, B'makom HaTzerich. So Lamaisa Azoy, this Isser, Lefi the Mechaber, if someone goes and he's Merape his father, he lets blood for the father, so Lamaisa Vade, there's no Chiyuv Skilo. There's no Chiyuv for Hakko, it would be Chenek. There's no Chiyuv Miso. Avada, the Etzem Refuah that he's doing, that Avada, is beseder. There's no iser on that. The problem is the chashash here is that really this is an iser derabbanan. We don't like midrabbanan. We aser you from coming to do a refuah because we're afraid that b'shegig you're going to come to take out dam unnecessarily, to take out the wrong dam or more dam. In which case you'll come to a case of shigigas chenek. You'll be over an iser which is mechayiv chenek b'shegig. So meaning amol we're going to such things. That's the whole gzera of not taking shofar and lulav on Shabbos because we're afraid that you're going to come b'shegig to do malachas, or else we're afraid b'shegig you're going to come to take out dam shalot tzarech and come to shegig gaschanek, which is more chamer. Meaning everyone else could do refuahs because if they're going to take out a little blood shalot tzarech, it'll be a shkaga of a lav ba'alma, being makka someone. But here with shegig gaschanek more machmer, so the machaber is machmer and gansin. So the chaber is machmer and gansin, that mashma even when there's no one else around, even when the father's suffering. So nice is like this. When was the machaber machmer? So we see clear here what was the gemara talking about? Hakazas dam, where it's very very olol to take out on dam unnecessarily. Mashe ain kain. What's going to be in different oifanim where there's a chashash rachuk for dam? So they already the place can more make on say even ladas machaber is machmir. It's only if something that's old to bring out down, but something that's taka chash rachuk. So they're the taka mekel, and that's what in the sefer Meira Hirim Kvodim. So there they bring from some of the Heidegger place came that things like giving a haircut generally, cutting nails, things like this, which very rarely but sometimes are taka mitzidam. That would be beseder even das machaber. Okay, but lemaisa the Ramah is more mekel, and the Ramah is matir. Taka that we're matir even when it's olah hitzidam shalul tzarich, even when hakaza uchadoyme. So the Ramah is taka mekel im ein sham acher. So the shaila is what's together of ein sham acher. So I saw in one of the sfarim they bring b'shem the shevet alevi. Sounds a little bit more on the machmer side, meaning like they bring a lashon there that has to be sheiyef shebshum oifen veha av mitzdar. Has to be mamish. So it's impossible to find any replacement, even if you'll go somewhere, even if you'll maybe have to spend money. But lemaisa, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin. So there he's medayik lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah state, im yesh sham acher, ein sham acher. So yesh sham, is there someone right there or not? So it's mashma, it has to be something mamish mezumin. If the father has available treatment, easily available treatment, so then there's an isser for the son. But as long as taka, it's a tircha, and it's going to take time, and he's going to have to wait, so then already it's considered ein sham acher, and the son has a heter to go do these tipulim on the father. Lemaisa, the place can discuss different other ifanim that would be considered also a din of ein sham acher where the son would have a heter. Lemashal, let's say the father can get medical treatment easily, but it would cost him money, and the son's willing to do it for free. So the Hartzvi has a tshuva simen kufta zayin where he taka asers this because he tells even though kibra of aim is mishal avaloi mishal bein. So l'chayra, the son has no chiv to do this for free. So the fact that he's willing to do it for free is already makes him, it's like ein shamacher. He's willing to do it for free, and another doctor's not. So it's like ein shamacher. But he's mechadish there that the son kibbutz has a chiv. That since the son has a chiv to try to avoid getting into such a matzav, you see the Ramah that it's yesh shamacher, and here there really is yesh shamacher. So he's mechadish that the summer attack have to pay for the other doctor, as opposed to doing it by himself for free. So it's taka dvar mechudashim and the ma'isa and the nishmas avram and over in sim nishma malf over here. So he brings from shalom zalm that there's taka meikol and the son doesn't have to mafsid mamon and keep it of emes mishal av and meila he matters that if the son is the only one who'll do the treatment for free, so then about the son could do it and it's considered an ancient macher. The Archa Shulchan points out over here that let's say the son is a bigger bucky, then it's a vada, ain't shomacher, no one else is good as him. What else? There's a big chiddush. The chiddush from the Chalkus Yankov. He wants to bring a raya in Chalik Beis. He wants Simon Lamites. He wants to bring a raya from a Gemara Nedarim that if the father just feels more comfortable with the son, that's ready enough. Maisa, that's ready a chiddush. And the Minchas Yitzchak near those tshuvas over there in Chalik Aleph. This one is in Simon Chavches. He's taka chiluk, and that he tightens with vada not be enough because we're talking about a chash of shigas chenek. So the Maisa, these are the tzadim and the shaila. It seems that in each case, you taka have to. Each case has to be nidan lefi gufa shel inyan to see what different tzirufim and which different tzadim you have lahachmur lahakol. Lamashal the Ber Moshe, so he has a tshuva and chelik dalet simen pei dalet. So he has a shay like this that the father had some kind of condition on his scalp that it seemed that when he went to get a haircut there were scabs and there was bleeding and it was an unpleasant situation. So he lemaisa says there that for the father to go to the barber he'll have to it's a tircha and he has to wait online and he has to pay a little money, not such a hefsid money, but a little bit of money. And lemaisa it's embarrassing that the situation was that it was very embarrassing for the father. So mimela. He says Betzirif that the father is a covered for the father that the son should do it, and the Maisa it's not 100% going to be it's not going to be lav daf will be mighty dam loy letzarech, and he says this is you're talking this is called the case of ancient machers with these tzirufim he's makel. It's brought in the name both of Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer Kibud Hoirim Perik Gimel and Shlomo Zalman writes in Mechush Shlomo that if a father needs, like a parent who needs a daily tipul, an injection or something like that, and it's a big turk for them to schlep or to bring someone very expensive, and the son is willing, the son is a nurse or the doctor or a stamazai, the son could help out and do the tipul every day. So they call that also a din of Ein Sham Acher. And they're Mekel B'chei Agavna. Another tzad sheish ladin. I saw the Moshe Shlomach and Shuvas Vanagus in Chelik Beis and Tov Mem Gimel. So he has a shay like this over there that the father was fry, and the son was about tshuva, and the son is a surgeon. So the father needs a surgery, and there's other surgeons b'shayfi, and he could easily get someone else. But the father wants his son to do it, and even though it won't cost extra money, his insurance will cover it. So, but he has tainas. He wants his son. He doesn't understand what should make the difference. If either his son should do the surgery. So, l'chayra b'chiyah gafen, it should taka be aser, except for the chalkas Yaakov, it's tvar mechudashim, l'chayra it should be aser for the son to do the surgery. So he says there, a chiddush, that if the father's nidon, that we have another halacha here, in Siv Dalet, that the halacha is that hayu aviv v'imay rishayim gemurim v'evri aveira, afilo nigmar dinam lahariga v'yotzim liharig aser la'akosim l'kalam. So even if they're going out to be nidon l'misa, so you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to be makin makal l'chatchila, but v'im hikoy so makilolam, Potter. Lamaiso, since the pasuk by Klala says nasi ba'amcha, so you have to be doing oisa ma'isa amcha. So since they're not being oisa ma'isa amcha, so you're potter on the hakar Klala. So mainly you're potter on the hakar Klala. So Zaktur Shnerbach's over here. If they're needed like Rishonim Gemurim, and you're going to be potter on the hakar and Klala because they're not oisa ma'isa amcha. So Mela, again, the whole Isser of being Merapi them, the Etzem Refuah that you're doing for them, the Nituach and the bloodletting, whatever it is, all that. So it's Be'etzem Mutter. Just where Chosh is that you're going to come to B'Shoigig. So what's the big deal B'Shoigig? Teretz is here, it's a very Chometic B'Shoigig. It's Shigig Aschenik. So Dr. Shemrach, here it's not Shigig Aschenik. Because since Lamaisa, even if you're Maka Makalim, you'd be Potter from Chenik, you'd be Potter. So Mela, yeah, he's Mitzadid Lahakol. Well, Yesh Ladim, we discussed in the Simen Reish Mem, we discussed in Kibbutz of Eim, that Rosh Tumach Lamaisa, he himself also seems to hold that even if the parents are Nidan as Tinoik as Shinishbu, so your putter from Kibbutz of Eim, they're Nidan like Rishon, that was Sif Yerches over there. Lamaisa, we saw from a lot of the other Poiskim, seems most of the other Poiskim, Scheinberg took on for the other Pashat, that by Tinoik as Shinishbu, your Pashat Chayev Bekvedim. So the Shailas here would be any different. Could be over here Yesh Lachalik, here it's Alt Oisa Maisa Amcha. And Tachas HaMaisa, even if they're Tinei Kishnizbu, they're not Oysa Maisa Amcha. So Yesh Lod in that Prat. But again, b'derech klal, it's not an isolated shaila of just this shaila that the father wants. It uses other variables involved that Kenzine will often make it a shaila of ein shamacher, because the son will do it for free, or the son is a bigger mumcha, or the son is more available, or mamayit the tsar, or the weight. So all these things have to be taken into account when you get to the shaila. Lamaisa, there's another clair over here in general with all these things, is that what happened to Mechila? Meaning, obviously, if the father's asking his son to do a procedure, he's Meichel, so what's the big deal? And Lamaisa, we know the Gemara says that father and Aviv Rabbi, she Mechla al Kvoidom, so Kvoidom Mechel. So what's the problem that the father could be making Mechila over here? So Lamaisa, they bring a Rivash. There's a Rivash in Simon Reish Chaf who says that even though a father and a Rebbe could be Meichel on their Kavod, but they cannot be meichel even on their bizayon, he says. On bizayonim is ena meichel, and they bring from the she'iltas taka that says lehedya, tzchayer kolsh came from the rivash. That even though mechila works for kavod, but for hakah and klala, so for hakah.